Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 8 of Cravisation. Sincere apologies for the delay on this episode. I moved into my house that I bought a week ago yesterday, and fuck me, it's been stressful. don't buy a house. Just kidding. You can buy a house, and you can also eat avocado and toast, because I do that as well. It's funny how these things that you read on the internet aren't true, isn't it? Anyways, I've also been obviously organizing Disgrace on Friday, so that's been taking up the rest of my time. But if you are coming to party tomorrow at Disgrace, fucking hell, it's gonna be big. It's gonna be hilarious. We're actually having our wedding on stage, so just come for that. It's obviously gonna go really smoothly, so it's gonna be great. Now, this week's guest is a fucking legend. She's a rock and roll queen. She's been doing this longer than I have. She used to be in an all-girl band, toured the world, fucking legend. And now she's in a band that have just come to England to do some press, and they're coming back to tour soon, called Pop Evil. Her name is Hayley Crammer. She is a legend. We talk about all things in the music industry, women that really inspire her. You're going to pick up some great names in this, so make sure you have a pen and paper to write down some women to research, because, girls, you are going to want to look these girls up. It is sick. Also, what happened this week is we celebrated 100 years of some women in the UK getting the right to vote, women over 30. Obviously, feminism has a fucking long way to go all over the world, but it was wonderful to be able to celebrate one of the milestones that really marked, I think, really all the suffragette movement was about. It proved that we can get results. So girls, if you don't know much about the suffragettes, fucking look them up. They are queens. Their campaign of public disorder was legendary, although perhaps not particularly legal, but legendary. Check it out. But for now, thank you for sticking with me. If you want to come to Disgrace on Friday, you can check it out at facebook.com/ SG Disgrace or Disgrace SG, one of those. Just pop us into the search bar. You can find me online always at Cats and Crows, KatasandCrows. And that's about it, I think. All right, beautiful human beings, please enjoy my guest, Hayley Crammer from Pop Evil. This is Crowversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now, I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Crowversation.
Hi guys, so I'm here with the absolutely beautiful Hayley from Pop Evil. Hi Hayley.
Hey, how you doing?
So excuse the audio here guys, as I'm still in the middle of moving house, I only have one microphone. So okay. It might be a little bit weird.
But I'm always living out a suitcase, so I've always got a bit, oh no, I haven't got this, make do, it's fine.
I mean, you can hear us, so I think that's, yeah, okay, it's good. We're good. So let's start off with that. Touring as a woman is hard, right?
I think it's hard for anyone touring, you know, so it's late nights and weird time zone changes and stuff. But yeah, I suppose as a female, yeah, there's certain elements that are tricky, you know, navigating the toilet situation on a bus.
Oh my god, it's horrible.
So, but you know, you just get used to it, you know. So
you
don't,
do, don't
I don't
you?
Really think about it anymore.
How long have you been touring for?
With these guys, it was pretty much solid for like the first year and a half I was with them. And then we came off of the road and did 6 weeks solid writing, 6 weeks in the studio. So it was pretty intense.
Dude, that's pretty crazy. How long have you been with Popkill?
Yeah, just over 2 years now.
That's wicked. Yeah. What's your kind of like history in the music industry then? Have you always been a female? Well, obviously you've always been a female. unless I'm presuming that.
I've pretty much always been a drummer. Fair few years ago now, I was in a band called McQueen, which was an all-female band.
Oh, wicked.
And that kind of took me to all over Europe and Australia and a little bit in America. And it was because of that band, the person that managed that band kind of joined the dots with me and Pop Evil. Realised that I was looking for another band. Sorry, I'm coughing here. It's too early in the morning. So Pop Evil were looking for a drummer and I was looking for a band. He joined the dots. He's like, Hayley, apply for this band. And Pop Evil, please check out Hayley. So I sent in my audition tape and I thought, you know, I'm not going to hear anything back. I'm like, I'm Hayley from England. Logistically, that's a nightmare for a band in Michigan.
I'm sure, yeah, of course.
You know, and the drummer beforehand was this real larger than life character and a big, muscly guy. Right. Like, super,
really, like,
super
kind of like, stereotypical metal band, rock band.
But he was like majorly into CrossFit. I mean, he
Like, so he was literally
big,
a giant.
Beefcake. And I was like, really? They want to check out this skinny little, little girl from Brighton in England. But I sent my tape in, not expecting to hear anything back, and they called me literally within 10 minutes of receiving it. So,
wow, fucking hell, that's cool.
Yeah.
So they've been really open to having a girl in the band.
Yeah. They're awesome. They're such nice guys, you know. Yeah. And their band's been going like 10 years, so they've been on the road. They're hardened to the road. They've kind of done their major rock and roll days.
Right.
You know? There's quiet nights on the bus now, and there's respect.
Nice. You kind of need that.
You know, you can imagine. You know, back in the day, it used to be pretty messy on their bus.
Yeah,
I think.
I'm just rock and roll.
But it's a little bit cleaner now. We have our moments.
Of course, you have to. Especially when you're on tour.
But you know, with their schedule, you can't keep being rock and roll all the time.
You know, you must be exhausted.
Physically demanding. So.
Of course. So you spoke about, obviously you come from Brighton.
Yep.
Which is, we're in England right now. And these guys are based in Michigan,
you said?
So how was that? Like moving alone across the world?
Scary? Getting a flight on my own.
I mean, getting a flight on your own is pretty easy, but just like, did you move your whole life over there or do you still come back here?
You know, 10 years ago it would have been a lot harder, I think, but now with Facebook and FaceTime and WhatsApp and all, it's so easy to stay in touch with everyone, you know. And yes, I miss people and I miss my dog and I'm you know, it's like, but it's so much easier these days. You know, it's
just, what dog do you have?
I have a miniature pincher cross with a terrier. She's fast and she's got like, her ears are too big for her face and she's awesome. She
oh my god, I think I'm in love with her already. So touring, obviously you mentioned it's a bit harder as a woman. Are there any like funny stories you have from being on the tour bus and there's a bunch of guys and they don't kind of get what's going on? Anything?
I don't know. I feel really blessed. Like these guys, like, are really
they're real
cool.
Fucking diamonds.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, you know, that was the when I joined the band. I mean, I didn't have any friends in common with them on Facebook.
Right.
Literally, it was totally brand new. I flew out there and just did one rehearsal, and then I was on the bus.
No, you know. That fucking fast.
Huh?
That's fast.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't playing with them. The previous drummer was still doing the shows, but I was kind of teching for him and sound checking for like a couple of weeks and. Just so the sort of transition, you know, was good.
Yeah.
And if it hadn't have worked, they would have sent me home like 2 weeks later. Do you know what I mean? But it did work, you know, we got on really well. So it's I don't have any gory or terrible stories. They're so respectful.
That's so nice. Have you got any bad experiences at all in the music industry as a woman? I know I've heard a few horror stories, but obviously that's not everyone.
That's good. Not horrible, just just the annoyances, you know. It's like when you're tuning your drums and somebody, you know, a guy steps in and like, oh, do you want me to do that for you? It's like,
really?
No, I don't. I know what I'm doing.
They're mine.
You know, but you don't get that so much these days.
Yeah.
I mean, there was an article, an interview that I just did for Rhythm Magazine, which is out this month.
Wicked.
And it was an article covering drummers to watch for 2018.
Oh, wicked.
And it really surprised me when I got the magazine through. Yeah. There was 2 male drummers and 6 female drummers.
No.
Yes.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
I know. And it's like, that's my dream. Like, my dreams are coming true because, you know, years ago I was like, you know, we're on the rise. It is going to be 50-50 one day. It might not be 50-50 one day, but
I hope
we're getting close.
Yeah, you know? Fuck yeah.
Because, and the cool thing was that article wasn't all female. And right. It wasn't the one token female.
Of course.
There was just genuinely 6 of us.
That's fucking wicked. That's and they really just did that.
Yeah.
They weren't specifically looking for female drummers or anything.
No.
Dude, they're sick. Who were the other girls?
There was 2 girls that played for Hans Zimmer.
Wicked.
There was Sarah Lee Shaw, who's the Pearl Blackhearts.
Oh, yeah.
Lorna Blundell, I don't know who she plays for, and then there was like a Latin kind of all different styles as well.
That's,
you know,
fantastic.
So it covered such a wide spectrum.
Yeah,
I was like,
that must
yes.
have felt so fucking wicked when you saw
girls are kicking ass. You know, when I was growing up, I was just like the one girl drummer that I knew of, and now there's
of
so many.
That's so wicked. Yeah. It must be nice for girls to like open up a magazine and not even just have to like buy it and be like, girl drummers. It's like you just
but even
is
like,
there.
Even last night, like getting back to London, we've been over in Paris.
Oh, beautiful.
I come back and I go to a venue that's just opened in Leicester Square. It's like a human jukebox band. So the band never knows what song they're playing next.
Oh my god, that's
all
so
requests.
Cool.
Female drummer.
Really?
Kicked us.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
I love that. Yeah. It's so, quite, obviously you probably get this question a lot, but it's quite unusual to see, not unusual, but a female drummer rather than, because when people put bands together, they usually go for a female front woman or female guitarist. Female drummer is fucking awesome. To see that in like a bar taking requests, not just like a put together show.
Yeah, no. This
that's fucking wicked.
Needed to know your stuff to
do
that gig.
Of
you know?
Course, so, you must do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. So going back to like females opening up a magazine and relating, do you think you have more female fans of Pop Evil because you're in the band?
Yeah, I think it is kind of spilling over now. It's so funny, like the women that come to the shows. They're like, oh, I'm so happy I can bring my husband to the show now. Because
really?
they come to the show to kind of like look at the guy,
the beautiful
guys in the band. And they're like, oh, I can bring my husband now. And then he's got something to look at. And I'm like, oh my God, really?
Oh.
But yeah, you know, it was very important. The female fans... It was a bit of a risk joining Pop Evil, to be honest with you, because we could have quite easily lost a whole load of female fans. Because these guys in the band are gorgeous, and obviously they've got a lot of female fans. Mm. And then the female fans finding out that there's a female on the bus.
Right. Of course.
You
it kind of disrupts the fantasy a little bit,
like,
doesn't it?
So it's very important to me, like doing the VIPs and meet and greets and stuff, to make sure that people know that I'm not a threat.
Yeah.
It's like, no... I'm just here hanging with my brothers.
You know? They're literally like family to you.
Yeah, you know, and it's cool. They've totally embraced it, and the women are actually feel really empowered. They're like,
perfect.
Oh my God, a woman like
who's kicking
strong
ass.
And powerful. This is amazing. So I was really happy about that.
That's
I was
wicked.
Like, you know, when you go into sort of corners of America you haven't been to, and it's like
like middle America,
really
small towns.
I don't know whether they're going to get me here. It's been all good. It's fun.
I've toured through middle America. I toured with a burlesque show in America, which was crazy. But I've never had a bad experience in middle America too. I think there's a lot of prejudice against the people out there.
Yeah, no,
but I think the alternative community out there is pretty nice.
Yeah.
So. Everybody, you're speaking about your male bandmates. Everybody sees like male bands or male, just anyone in the music industry, but they don't really see like the behind the scenes people the men that are like the producers or the label managers and stuff like that. Is the sexism like rife through there as well, or is it a very even split between male and women, or how is that?
What you mean, sort of females doing those jobs?
Yeah, is the females doing those jobs? Is it nasty, or is it getting much better?
No, I haven't experienced that. I've experienced some seriously cool kick-ass really? Women behind Amazing. The scenes. Yeah, you know, toured with Disturbed, and one of their crew was awesome kick-ass yeah. woman. She was like, nobody messed with her.
Really?
You know, she cool. was great. And the same Three Doors Down, female kind of tour really? Manager. Yeah. Oh,
fantastic.
So, yeah, the world is opening up. We're yeah. not quite there. I mean, you know, this, of course, there are still kind of comments that are said by guys that it's not necessarily that they even mean it
really?
To be derogatory. It's just pre-programmed.
Yeah, they don't know any better.
You've just got to reprogram brains here, you know?
Completely.
And figure out what is actually malicious and yeah. what's just offensive and needs to be reprogrammed.
Yeah, you completely. Know? Yeah, I had a situation... I sell merchandise online as well. Mm. And I had somebody's, their piece of merch went lost in the post, fine. And I said, oh, I'll post you a new one. I'm only based in London, so it should be with you within a day. And they were like, oh, since you're in London, why don't you come and meet me for a drink and give it to me then? And it wasn't malicious, of course.
But it's just
it's creepy, and they didn't know any better, but it's creepy.
That needs reprogramming. That's yeah, not right? the correct kind of social way not to go normal. At the moment.
Really so. Weird. So, as a drummer... I think, like you were saying about the previous drummer of Poppyville,
yeah.
it's quite a masculine man. yeah. Do you think people put you in, like, a gender stereotype of being, like, a tomboyish girl?
And I've been quite... All my life, I've kind of tried to be as feminine as I can behind the drums. I think that's quite important to me. I kind of want to just break that stereotype.
Yeah.
You don't need to be masculine to play drums. I mean, I've got the skinniest wrists in the world and they haven't snapped yet, you know. Oh, you're pretty close,
tiny
actually.
Little wrist, I know. That's good.
you know, so it's kind of just breaking down the kind of... hopefully I'm proving that, you know, you don't need to be...
Yeah.
Big and muscular. Like, I mean, I've got muscles. Like,
of course.
But I've still got really skinny arms. So.
yeah. So do you think the perception of that's changing? Definitely.
I think it is. I think, and definitely like, what I was saying about the Rhythm magazine is just...
That is
proof,
slang, yeah.
you know. And the more people see that, the more they just won't even think... It won't bat an eyelid anymore.
Yeah.
You know? That's where we want to get to.
Completely.
And we're getting there.
We are. So who are your, like... inspirational women in rock music today or when you were growing up as well
in rock music today? A massive one was Skin in Skunk and Nancy.
Oh my god,
I mean,
what a dream.
I was a teenager and I saw the video for Week come on TV and I was floored. I was like,
she's
oh
a fucking
my
dream.
God, this is awesome. What a voice, what the sort of power,
yeah.
And what a presence. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
And then a similar thing, kind of Gwen Stefani back in the day. Like, no doubt, that
she's
era
a
was
fucking killer
huge
vocalist. Yeah.
When I was a teenager, you know. Tragic Kingdom just blew me away. It's like a really feminine woman.
Yeah.
In a male kind of...
Totally male industry.
You know,
especially back then, yeah.
Heavy kind of touring and such a busy band. I was like, that's amazing. You know. But nowadays... female musicians that are inspiring me. Just that's a tough one.
It's hard, right? I know. Like, I think. Like,
oh, I tell you who's doing well at the moment.
Yeah.
Who genuinely does inspire me. Is a guitarist, Carmen Vandenberg, I think her surname is. She's from England.
Wicked.
And her band Bones is doing really well in America. And it's actually produced by the same guy who produced my album.
Oh, wicked.
Album. And I didn't know that at the time. And I was like, join the dots. And I was
like
oh,
yeah.
But she is an absolutely awesome guitarist.
Yeah.
Like, she's kind of co-written an album with Jeff Beck.
Mm-hmm.
She is doing amazingly. So she's definitely one to watch. And she's just cool.
Yeah.
Like, she looks cool. She plays amazingly cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cool girl.
Yeah.
I don't know about you,
respect.
But...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, dude. She sounds, what was her name again?
Carmen Vanderberg, I think.
I'm going to definitely look her up. She sounds like a cool lady. So, I don't know about you. So, when I introduce this podcast, I have a little intro. And I say, when I was growing up, all my role models were male.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the music industry, I used to like dress quite boyishly and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think girls still try and reflect the men in the music industry, or do you think they're definitely more reflecting the women?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know how to answer that one.
Yeah.
I feel like society in general is just a lot freer than when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to kind of dress however you want to dress.
Totally.
I don't know whether it's reflecting.
Yeah. You just think, yeah. So when you meet your fans at your shows and stuff and you chat to them after the show, do they really like emulate you, or do they see you as like this unattainable kind of like thing?
I don't know whether they emulate me. I don't know. I don't see it, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's cool, dude. You're humble. I like that. Appreciate it. So let's talk about something slightly different. I saw recently, I can't remember how long ago it was, Josh Homme was on stage and he kicked a photographer.
Yeah.
He kicked that camera. Firstly, what do you think about that? And secondly, do you think that was because she was a female?
I was away at that point, and I kind of missed most of it. And I just remember kind of seeing the story come up and then seeing his kind of video, sorry. And
yeah.
I was like, this doesn't feel right.
It didn't feel weird. It felt weird, didn't it? It didn't feel genuine.
I couldn't
it was very
even
kind
watch
of like
it,
self-indulgent and
yeah,
very
I couldn't
like,
even watch it. So, like I had to switch it off. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, it made you mad.
I don't like that. And I love Queens of the Stone Age.
I do so too. I'm like, so gutted.
Yeah.
But if he's an asshole, he is.
I don't know. I don't think he, as a kind of, I don't think he would have kicked her because of it being female.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I've hung out with him once before, and he was a really respectful guy.
Really? That's good to hear.
So that's another reason why I think I found it a bit weird.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, man,
very
out of
character.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Like, ooh.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with him at the moment.
Yeah.
I've met him once and he was pleasant as pie.
Yeah.
So
that's good to hear. That makes me happier because, yeah, as I said, I'm a huge fan of Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people were shocked.
He actually, it was like years ago, it was my band were playing the same festival as him, and his band were like getting on the bus out of there soon as the show was over, and he just offered his backstage room. He said, you guys don't have anywhere to stay tonight, do you? We're all leaving. If you want to sleep in there, and there's a bottle of vodka
in there,
he was that nice.
What a
and
sweetheart.
He thought, hang on, there's a bunch of girls here and they need somewhere to stay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And he didn't be like, he wasn't like, come sleep with me.
No, not at all.
That's brilliant.
Not at all.
Was your experience touring with your previous band, McQueen, you said?
Yeah.
Was it totally different as all girls as it is touring today with Poppy Ball?
Yeah, it was a little bit different, I think. It was definitely... you felt like you were... It was us against the world.
Really?
You know, because it wasn't so common to see so many females.
All female as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And playing quite sort of hard-cutting music. So, yeah, it's definitely a different world.
Yeah. Whereabouts did you tour with them?
All over Europe. We did all the kind of festivals, the Rock and Ring, Rock and Park.
Oh, wicked.
All that stuff. We had one album, a couple of EPs.
Yeah.
And then we did... we supported him in Australia,
Fab.
Which was awesome.
Yeah,
my
so
God,
cool.
That was one of the most fun tours of my life.
I bet.
Again, like, he was a super respectful guy as well. He
That's
was
good to
awesome.
Know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We got to Australia and our suitcases had been left in, like, LA.
Oh, stop.
We were flying a different flight every day. So our suitcases were constantly,
to catch
like,
up
one
with you.
place behind us.
Motherfucker.
And, you know, what was his name?
Vilvello?
Yeah. And he was like, you can borrow some of my clothes if you want to, but I think you're taller than me, so I don't know whether it will work, but you can borrow.
Dude, that's so like, good, I love that.
God,
fuck, we need more guys like that.
Yeah, but, you know, most guys are pretty respectful.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you're a female and you go and work and you enter a venue in a professional manner,
yep,
and kind of hold your own, then people don't necessarily give you too much shit.
That's,
you know,
good. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a few that ruin it for everyone else, don't they?
Yeah,
but the majority of people are, yeah, fucking badasses.
Yeah,
I love that. That makes me really happy. So when you're touring around, when I first came in here, you obviously can't see because it's a podcast, but I noticed this big wall of posters, a huge wall of posters.
Yeah.
And you see that in venues sometimes, don't you? You see, like, photographs of bands that are like, oh, who's played here previously? Stuff like that. Obviously, there's not so many females represented.
No.
How do you feel when you see that? Does it make you, like, mad, or do you feel, like, motivated to change that?
Still work to be done.
Yeah.
Still work to be done. And obviously, you know, there's always going to be places that have the kind of retro posters, so we can't change the past.
Yeah.
But we can change the future, and we are changing the future. And
definitely,
maybe, you know, in 50 years' time, when two women are sitting here doing an interview,
yeah,
just like you and me,
yeah,
the wall will be different.
That was I like that. That's a fucking cool thing to say.
Yeah, right.
I like that. What do you think we need to change that? Who do you think it's down to?
It's down to all of us. You know, you just got to keep putting those cracks in the glass, you
yeah
know, and one day it'll shatter and that's
yeah
it, the window's open, you know.
I like that little glass ceiling.
Yep.
What do you think probably the biggest downfall at the moment? Is it the venues? Is it the people promoting the bands? Is it perhaps like music videos or something? Are they objectifying women? Where do you think the number one
I think
spot
in different
is?
Genres it's definitely still the case.
Yeah.
I think in rock it's not necessarily objectifying women,
yeah,
as much as other genres, but yeah, I just go back. There's still work to be done everywhere.
Yeah, right? Yeah, but I think so. I think I saw recently, I don't know if you saw, obviously totally different genre, but Lily Allen retweeted a festival poster and she crossed out all the, or perhaps she hadn't done it, someone else had done it, crossed out all the male acts, and there was only two female acts across a 3-day festival. And do you think like festival bookers need to open up to booking people more, or?
Until there is as much choice,
yeah,
for female-driven music,
mm-hmm,
you know, we need the up-and-coming females to
come
make
on, girls,
the more
let's
bands,
do it.
You know, because if you think of how many
yeah
male bands there are and how many bands there are with a female, it's,
yeah,
that's the difference you're seeing.
Totally.
So until it's a slow process.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen overnight. And sadly... No, you know, you're not going to go to the festivals this year and it's just going to magically be
all girls, of course.
It just, it's a slow burner.
Yeah.
We got to be patient.
We got to keep on it.
We got to just keep chiseling away. But don't lose hope, you know. Don't
yeah
get too negative about
every
it.
Every time you see something like that.
It's on the rise and it's okay. But
yeah,
it is going to be a slow burner, I think.
Totally. So how are we going to inspire our younger generation?
What
should we do?
Well, I just try to lead my life in a kind of positive, empowering way.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily dress revealingly. I don't... I'm just a normal girl.
Yeah.
And I want to show that, you know, a normal girl can do that.
Yeah. when you're in school, did you think that you were like, oh, I'm just a normal kid. I'll never be a rock star.
I don't know. I as soon as I found drums, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, like, that's awesome.
And that's terrible. Like,
no, that's not terrible
that's
at all.
Not me being up my own ass.
No, dude, that's fucking rad.
I found what I like to do. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I feel like I'm really good at this. I'm gonna do this as well.
I'm definitely gonna do this. Yeah.
And I've never looked back. I don't have a plan B. That's
fuck plan B, man. Fuck plan B.
It works for some people, but it, you know, if I had a plan B, I'd probably just fall and do plan B.
Yeah. But
not having a plan B makes me kind
of... I think that's a good idea. I feel the same
way. I don't know. Sometimes really? I'm like, oh my God, Hayley, you've got no money, you've got no gigs. Dude. What are you going to do? You haven't saved any money. You know, I was like,
Yeah. Oh, dude, no, that's completely fine.
But I'm loving life.
You are, yeah.
It takes me all around the world and into venues and seeing people, inspiring people and speaking to people.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we got to do.
Have you had any real great experiences with fans like that?
Oh, God. There's this little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, she's adorable. There's actually a video up on Twitter because she watches our video.
Yeah.
And she keeps like elbowing her brother at the breakfast table, going, "This!" Like every time there's a shot of me, she goes, "There she is!
Oh
there
my god! What a babe!
So cute! So cute!
I want to see this. You've got to send it to me so I can share it on the podcast.
I'll try and find it because it brought tears to my eyes. It was that cute.
That's fucking like, oh, cute as hell. I love that.
Because I didn't realise that I reach out to that age group.
Dude, like, I'm sure you do, yeah.
See shows. That's mum and dad.
Yeah, showing their...
Going, check out this kick-ass
that's
girl.
Fucking awesome. What cool little parents
and,
as well.
And parents do kind of message me saying, I just want you to know that you've really inspired my son or you've really inspired my daughter. Like,
that must be so awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll ever have children? Do you think you'll want to bring them up in the same sort of way?
You know what? I might have kids one day, but I might not.
Do you feel like it's a pressure on you?
I think I did years ago because it was just the norm, isn't it?
Women
grow
have
up
kids.
And you have kids and you have a family.
In it,
but I don't know. The older I'm getting, the less.
Yeah,
I feel.
I suppose it'd be hard with them on the road and stuff, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, my dog's enough at the moment. But you know, if
pets are babies.
I believe if it's meant to be, it will become obvious.
Yeah,
I
completely.
I do believe in that. Now,
do you know of anyone that takes their kids on the road or anything like that?
Yeah, kids come on the road sometimes.
Yeah,
but generally there has to be someone at home.
Of course, yeah.
You know, so yeah,
that's really interesting. I don't know. It's
also, you know, yeah. I might adopt. It's
oh really? That's fucking awesome,
because
dude. Well done.
There are so many kids in the world already.
There are so many children that deserve love.
I would have to be exactly in the right position to do that. Yeah, I would take that very, very seriously if I'm going to adopt. You know, that's a whole different animal.
Completely, I'm sure. Yeah.
So,
oh, dude, that's fucking. I've only known you for 25 minutes now, and I really think you're a fucking awesome human being. Well done. That's so cool. Do you have any siblings or anything like that?
I have an older brother and an older sister.
How's your sister?
How old?
How old is she? How's she doing in life? Like,
she's great. She's got two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got beautiful nephews, you know.
Oh, amazing.
And my brother, same, two kids.
Yeah.
Another two beautiful nephews. It's a bit of a boys' club in my family. I'm trying to like fight the female.
Come on,
we need more. And there's four boys, and they're all looking pretty musical. So there we go. There's another male band there for the world.
Literally a whole band that's just started out. Amazing. So, yeah. So, girls, kids. We need to inspire them.
Yeah.
Who else do we need to inspire? Do we need to inspire people to, like, promote female bands more? Or what do you think?
It's not just bands. And it's every job in the world. If it is, you know, I'm fully aware there's a difference in male and female.
Of course.
You know, we're never going to run as fast as them.
Exactly. We're physically different.
So long as a female can do the job in the same way, that's... It always needs to be respected.
Yeah.
But also I will say, and this is something I'm so passionate about,
yeah,
it is about getting out and talking to people.
Yeah.
Not necessarily what is written in your Facebook status. You can type something, but it's not gonna change anything.
Yeah.
You have to go out and be what you want to see.
Lead by example. Be the change you want to see in the world.
Exactly.
I like that.
It's not going to happen through just typing some little status on your phone.
Yeah.
Hey, some things are changed by status.
I mean, like the Me Too campaign was fucking phenomenal.
You have to be careful what you write, and you have to think about it deeply. But most of the time, it's still get out and be the change you want
to
see.
Be that person, yeah. Talk to people. I bet you've met some really, really interesting people across the world like that. Have you met anyone that's really inspired you in person like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pinpoint like one story. There's so many nice people out there, you know. That's why you need to get out and discover
and
them.
And talk to people, I love meeting new people. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, of course, absolutely love it. You know, and people ask me, oh, you know, what do you like to do when you go home? And I like to go and sit in a pub.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to get drunk. I do drink. I do like a good pint of beer or a few. But it's just for people. Talk to people.
Yeah. I think we've lost that a little bit, haven't we?
And even, you know, talk to the random people that you think wouldn't be your cup of tea. Still, just open up. Say hey.
So. I've had some really interesting conversations with people like on the other side of the world.
Yeah.
Because they've got a different view on something. Just strike up a conversation.
But it's... I just really want to encourage people to do that because I'm so worried that we're going to lose that ability. Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Lose that social skill.
Yeah.
And I had to really work at it.
I didn't naturally talk
to people. I was pretty quiet as a teen and in my early 20s and maybe even into my mid 20s.
Yeah.
I'm shy. I'm confident on drums, but I wouldn't necessarily go to
like
worked at it, and it just gives you so much more of a fulfilling life and a more educated life. When we're reading our news feeds, everything is programmed for you to see what you want to see.
That's really true, isn't it?
The algorithms, mm-hmm. you know, and people are becoming more aware of that. But it's just, you just got to step out and talk to people.
Yeah,
real people, you know.
I think so.
Otherwise, you're just going to be fed all those safe things.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world thinks the same as me. No, they don't.
Come the last British election, I got in this whole little Jeremy Corbyn bubble. I was like, oh, he's going to be fine. He's going to win. Everyone's talking about him. And I had no exposure to the other side at all.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same way with Donald Trump in America. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a shocker. You've got to bypass the algorithms there. Sorry.
No, it's true. I think that's really important. Like bringing up Donald Trump.
I'm worried about it. I think it's the only way we're going to save the world.
Of course. I know.
Is to go back.
Go back to real. Like realness. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Donald Trump tweets and he fucking ruins like a company. Like, how is America with Donald Trump, by the way? I haven't actually been there since.
Yeah, I mean, most people are really unhappy.
Really?
Though, but, of course, there are still people that think that he's great.
Yeah, same with over here,
weird.
I suppose.
But
majority women are... Because they had another women's match game recently, didn't they?
Mm.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, I like that. Well, thank you so much for chatting to me. I've had a fucking
good to
awesome
be
conversation.
Yeah, I've had a
Time's
great morning.
I was like,
oh, man. The I ordered the Uber this morning, and then it said 6 minutes, and then it was 9 minutes, 30 minutes. Whatever.
That's so annoying.
And then we pulled out at the end of my road, gridlock traffic, and I was London. I have not missed you.
I've just moved out of London, literally.
Just coming and speaking to you,
nice
person.
So
there
nice
you go.
To meet
get
you.
Out, yeah, get out your front door. Ignore
talk
your
to a real human being.
Yes,
queen.
Yes,
I think that's a nice little summary there.
Yeah,
fucking get out of your house, Hayley. So good to speak to you. And Poppy, well, you're on a press tour right now.
Yep.
Any plugs for upcoming shows or anything like that?
No shows as such at the moment. Okay. I really hope that we open up Europe because I obviously want to come home.
Of course, it must be nice to show you the boys around.
Yeah, it's awesome. But we do have our album coming out on February the 16th.
Brilliant.
And the single's already out, Waking Lions. And
I did listen to that. That was fucking killer.
And that totally reflects a lot of the things that we've been speaking about.
Yeah.
And Colours Bleed, the sort of...
Yeah.
It's not a single as such, but there's a video to it.
Fab.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's having the courage to go out and
I love
be
that.
The change you want to see.
Yeah, I really like that. When I saw actually the album art for your album, it's not very like some albums you see and it's got like naked ladies on, which is fucking awesome. Yeah. But your album's very like empowering to anyone, regardless of their gender. And I love it. Made me feel really inspired.
Pop Evil has been there. Like, yeah, that was them back in the day. Yeah. And they are so, they're growing and they're forward thinking now. They've changed. I love it. They've embraced it.
Brilliant. So I think you've really done a good job there. Fucking hell, girl.
We're changing the world here.
You're doing it. Hayley, thank you so much. It's been a fucking pleasure. This has been Crovestation. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.